Right now, it is time to bring in Mike Cossey. We'll check sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Got much rain down there?
No, just enough to wet the ground.
It's raining. It's raining pretty much last night. It's just cool. It's a cool rain, though. We only have 44 degrees.
Yeah, it looks like most of it swung to the north of us.
All right. Well, anyways, I guess we go check sports. Where do you want to start out?
With hockey last night, St. Louis beat Dallas in Dallas to take a 2-1 lead on that. So that was a big win for them. First game on the road. Puts the home ice advantage back with them. This series should go pretty long because I think both these teams are real evenly matched. But right now, St. Louis has the upper hand. Last night, the Mets blew another one to Cincinnati, another stellar team. They lost 5-4. Boston got a win against Oakland. They finally got a win. All's good in Boston this morning. Milwaukee continues to win. They beat Colorado 5-1. And in a nice old-fashioned game between the Twins and the Astros, and like I said yesterday, the Twins are playing pretty well. The Twins beat the Astros 1-0. Minnesota only got 3 hits. Verlander pitched a really good game. But one of the hits was a home run, and that was it. 1-0, see you later. Good old-fashioned baseball game.
All right. You know, I want to go back to you brought up the St. Louis Blues.
Yep.
Even as a kid, I was a Ranger fan. My brother was an Islander fan, but I was a Ranger fan.
You're lying now. When you were a kid, there were no Islanders.
But later on, he was a Ranger fan, but he became an Islander fan.
Yeah, we were all Ranger fans, right. And then once there was another flavor in town, a lot of people jumped ship, me. I was one of them.
Well, I stayed with it because my grandmother used to go see the Rangers in the old Madison Square Garden, so she was a Ranger fan. But you know who I also liked? I liked St. Louis. You know why? Because their goaltender, Glenn Hall. Glenn Hall. He was, for some reason, I just liked him as a goaltender.
He was one of the best.
Yeah. I liked the guy. So I was a Glenn Hall fan.
I remember the Blues, and they had, because when I was a kid, I wore glasses. They had one player with glasses. You know who that was? Al Arbor.
Yeah, amazing. Became one of the greatest coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I used to like Glenn Hall. There's three: Gump Worsley, Eddie Jockman, and Glenn Hall.
They were Gump Worsley. I've met. He's a great guy.
Those were my three favorite players.
I could see those. That's not a bad trilogy.
No.
The Islanders are going to maybe need a little bit of Al Arbor. Maybe they can, because they're going to need a little miracle to get back into this one, just like they did with the Penguins back in the 70s, but we'll see what happens, but it doesn't look good. But, yeah, I remember those guys distinctly. Gary Unger was the big player for the Blues back then.
All right. Now, I think yesterday the Red Sox got a pretty big win. I think they were behind. Yeah, they came back and beat didn't they beat the Athletics, I think?
Yeah, they beat the A's last night.
Yeah, but they were behind, yeah.
They were losing 4-0 in the second, and they put 6 up in the third, and that was it. But any win the Red Sox get nowadays is a pretty big win because they're not getting too many of them.
Yeah.
They're 12-17, and they're one game under .500 at home. That's not a recipe for winning baseball.
And it's funny, the Yankees have a better record on the road than they do at home. That's amazing.
The Yankees got another guy on the IL yesterday. The backup to the backup second baseman, LeMahieu, is now hurt.
Amazing.
Something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
That was this, 15?
15.
And it's only April 30th, the last day of April? So they played really one full month of baseball, and they got 15 guys injured. That's more than half a roster.
Well, the funny thing is that now they've got, what's his name back? They've got Sanchez back. But other than that, the whole starting team is gone. Starting team.
How deep are they going to have to go? They're going to have to go to double-A and single-A to get players now?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I've never seen a team so struck with injuries ever. And maybe somewhere over the course of a season you can say you've seen one, but not after a month.
Bizarre.
Somebody's doing something wrong someplace.
Big time. New trainer time. Do you think
Steinbrenner?
Do you think Steinbrenner, if he were alive, would step in and fire the trainer?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Probably. I mean, and who else is there to blame?
Yeah.
I mean, one or two or three guys get hurt. You can question what they're doing. You can say, well, what'd you do in the off? 15 people.
Yeah. Your whole starting lineup. Plus, like you said, and now two of the backup players, because you got Frazier that's out. Two of the backup to the starters.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it, but to their credit, they keep winning.
And so far they are anyways.
They play Arizona tonight. And Arizona's been playing pretty decently lately, so we'll see how that pans out. But I'm not going to say they're going to start a losing streak because they haven't done it so far. So we'll see how it goes with them. But I've just never seen anything like it. They're getting great production from the young guys, but when does this injury bug end?
Yeah. All right, Kentucky Derby, you getting set that put all your picks together for that?
Yep. Getting ready for it.
Don't sound too excited.
I'm not. I got a stinking baseball game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Today?
Kentucky Derby Day.
Kentucky Derby Day?
Well, yeah.
Bring your cell phone along and watch it on the cell phone.
Yeah, but I got a bet.
Well, bet off your cell phone. Set up
I'm going to do that and coach.
You'll get
going to jail like Pete Rose.
I know. I know. In trouble. Just tell the Marshall Milestars it was okay.
I'm trying to get the game moved up. I got a little bit of information yesterday with scheduling stuff. I'm gonna go see the athletic director and say, hey, we got to move this game up to 10 o'clock. We'll see what we can do. I don't know if my information's correct, but if my information's correct, I might be able to do it. Hey, let me tell you. I got banned from relatives' houses for missing communions for the Kentucky Derby. I'm not going to miss it for a baseball game.
Mike, I can give you a million stories. In my younger days, when I was a Giant fan, married in Kingston, New York, of throwing my first wife's father out of the house because he made too much noise. And then getting into
much noise over what?
He was talking too loud in the living room when the game was on.
Oh my God!
I threw him out. Of course, that was good. And then my mother was over with one of my brothers, Mark, and my sister Milan, and Milan was making fun. The Giants were playing Detroit. I'll never forget. It was Thanksgiving, and this is the game that Lawrence Taylor got that interception and ran up.
I remember that game. Yeah. I was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But I remember that game distinctly.
So when that happened, when Lawrence Taylor got the ball and started running back the field, my sister made some sort of loud remark that there was a penalty on the play, right? So the play got over, and I was all bummed out because I thought, and then found out there wasn't a penalty, right? I went nuts on my sister. I went nuts.
You're nuts.
My mother got her pocketbook, stormed out of the house and drove away. And she drove my brother and my sister over, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Connecticut. My brother Mark looked at me and said, she better come back. Because if she doesn't come back, first I'm going to beat the living bejesus out of you. And then next you're driving us all back to Connecticut.
I remember that. I was like 23, 24 years. I think I was 23 years old. I was like around 1983. I remember that. That was my first trip to Florida not playing baseball.
Well, that's a true
story. Boy, was I drunk for a week.
Those are true stories. So there
you
go.
Yeah, that's a true story.
All right. Well, we'll see what else is going to go on.
Yep. Well, today's the draw for the Derby, so now we can start getting serious about it, because prior to the draw, it doesn't matter who's where. If you get, like I said yesterday, you get a bad post, it's not going to be good for you. So today, this afternoon, they make the draw. We know who lands where, and then we can start pronosticating on it.
All right. My good buddy over in Kingston, Brian Wolpen, sent this over. Marshall, according to Sparky Lyle's book, The Bronx Zoo, in 1978, George Steinbrenner told Gene Monahan that if one more player got hurt, he'd be fired.
There's the answer to our question.
The rest of the season, not one more injury.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I could see it.
Thanks,
but
Brian.
Not today.
That's a great story.
Yep.
One more person gets injured, you're fired.
I remember that.
Oh, gosh. All right, Mike. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club. on Robin Hood Radio.